Chapter 3. The Party. The next day, I came home and found a message from Holly in my mailbox.
Thank you, Fred. You were so nice last night. I won't do it again.
I replied, "Please do," and put it in her mailbox along with some cheap flowers. But she kept her promise, and I did not see or hear from her for many days, which disappointed me. When Wednesday arrived, all I could think about was Holly, Sing Sing Prison, and Sally Tomato. I wrote her a second message. Tomorrow is Thursday, and put it in her mailbox. The next morning, I found another message from Holly.
Thank you for helping me to remember. Can you come to my apartment for a drink tonight around 6 p.m.?
I waited until 10 minutes past 6 before knocking on Holly's door. A strange man answered. His bald head was small, his body was large, and gray hair grew from his nose. He was smoking a cigarette.
"Holly is in the shower," he said, shaking my hand. "Come in."
Holly's apartment was different from my own. There was nothing to sit on, and there were suitcases for tables. A large bookcase, a lamp, a bowl of yellow flowers, and Holly's red cat were the only other things in the room. I liked it very much.
"Did she invite you?"
the man said. I nodded.
"A lot of people come here, and they are not invited," he said coldly. "How long have you known Holly?"
"Not long. I live upstairs," I said. He seemed happy with my answer.
"Is your apartment the same size?" he asked.
"No, mine is much smaller," I replied.
"This apartment is horrible. I don't know why Holly lives here," he said. "What do you think?"
"About what?" I said.
"Do you think she's a phony?"
"No, not at all."
"You're wrong. She is a phony, but she's also not. She believes all these things that she believes. I've tried so hard to help her, but she always says no. I like her. Everyone likes her, but a lot of people don't like her," he said.
I did not know what to say, so I nodded my head again.
"I'm O.J. Berman," he said, pointing his cigarette at himself. "I'm a Hollywood movie agent. I met Holly a couple of years ago in California. She had big, thick glasses and a terrible accent. Nobody knows where she comes from because she lies so much. I wanted her to be an actress, so I helped her change her accent and I taught her some French. Some people in Hollywood were interested, and she got an audition for a big movie. Then, one day my phone rings. It's Holly, and she's gone to New York. I say, 'What are you doing in New York? You have a big audition tomorrow.' She says, 'I'm in New York because I've never been to New York.' She didn't come back. She missed the audition
And now she's here in New York. Maybe she will marry Rusty Trawler, too, because she wants to.
He stopped talking and waited for me to speak. Sorry, I don't know him, I said finally.
You don't know Rusty Trawler?
He said, surprised.
You can't know much about her if you don't know Rusty Trawler.
He made a smoke ring with his cigarette and smiled.
What lies are you telling him, OJ?
Holly said, coming into the room. She was wearing the same gray robe that she wore a few days ago in my apartment. Her hair was wet from the shower, and water was falling on the floor.
I'm telling him that you're a difficult person,
OJ said.
Fred knows that already, she replied.
But you don't know that,
OJ said, still smoking his cigarette. The red cat ran toward Holly. She picked it up and hugged it closely. The cat did not try to move and seemed happy in her arms.
OJ is horrible, but he knows a lot of important people in Hollywood, she said, taking the cigarette from OJ's hand. OJ, can you help Fred? He's a writer.
What do you want me to do?
OJ said.
I want you to help Fred and tell everyone in Hollywood what a wonderful writer he is, she replied. You can help him sell his stories, and then he will be rich.
I'll think about it, OJ said.
Don't forget me when you're famous, Fred, she said, walking back toward the bathroom. And if anyone knocks on the door, invite them in.